This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that the cooperative sector has gained significant momentum over the past 3 years due to the centre's efforts. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the Janata Sahakari Bank in Pune this afternoon, he said the Modi government has made India's cooperative sector marketable. Mr. Shah informed that the first regional office of the Central Register Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that an umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of financial difficulties.
हमने 300 करोड़ की जमा राशि अम्ब्रेला संगठन में इकट्ठा करने का काम समाप्त कर दिया है और अब ये अम्ब्रेला संगठन कोऑपरेटिव बैंकों को हर प्रकार की सहायता देने के लिए सक्षम हो जाएगा.
The Union Corporation Minister separately chaired the 27th meeting of the Western Zonal Council in Pune. In news just in, former RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das appointed Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister. Mr. Das is a retired IAS officer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The 119th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Telangana, at least 8 workers are feared trapped after the roof of a tunnel in Nagar Kurnool district collapsed this morning. Several workers have been injured in the incident. Rescue operations are currently underway, with Chief Minister Revanth Reddy directing concerned authorities to reach the spot immediately. The incident occurred due to the slippage of a concrete segment that was used to seal seepage at the 14-kilometer inlet of the Sri Sailam left bank canal tunnel, which runs from Sri Sailam towards Devarakonda. The workers had gone inside as part of the work when the roof collapsed at 12 to 13 kilometers inside the tunnel. Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy expressed concern and inquired about the reasons for the incident. He also asked officials to bring out those feared trapped to safety. In another incident which occurred in Maharashtra, 5 laborers lost their lives after they were buried under sand dump during the sleep in Jalna district. The tragic incident occurred early morning today in Pasodi village in Zafarabad taluka when a sand-laden tipper truck involved in illegal sand transportation hurriedly unloaded the sand without noticing the sleeping workers. A group of 22 fishermen released by Pakistan from Karachi's Malir jail yesterday are expected to be handed over to India by this evening. The fishermen were freed from the jail yesterday after the completion of the sentences. These fishermen mainly hailed from the coastal areas of Gujarat and Diu. The Pakistan Maritime Security Agency had caught them after reportedly crossing into Pakistani waters. A correspondent reports that the news of the release of these fishermen has brought joy to the families in coastal Gujarat. The centre has facilitated 1.56 crore rupees in refunds to students from coaching centres, providing relief to aspirants and students. The Department of Consumer Affairs successfully facilitated these refunds for over 600 students. These students enrolled in coaching centers for civil services, engineering course and other programs were previously denied refunds despite following the terms and conditions set by the coaching institutes. The relief was made possible through grievances filed by the students via the National Consumer Helpline, which facilitated a streamlined process for dispute resolution. Palestinian group Hamas has released 5 of the 6 Israeli hostages as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. The first 2 Israeli hostages were released in Rafah, while 3 others were released in Nuseirat. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, a Group B match between Australia and England is underway at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Australia, have won the toss and elected to field. England were 322 for 7 in 47.2 overs when reports last came in. The top-seeded Indian duo of Jeevan Nedunchezian and Vijay Sundar Prasanth have clinched the men's doubles title of Pune ATP Challenger 100. And that is the end of this news bulletin.